From Spark and Anvil and Civic Forge, this is Rung in Chapter 1 of the Civic Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
There was a tall, dead tree at the edge of the Council Green, and on it, most mornings, you could find a woodpecker named Rung climbing. Rung climbed the way woodpeckers climb. Grip, hop, grip, hop. One rung of bark at a time, never skipping. It looked slow. It was slow. And a small crowd had gathered at the bottom of the trunk, because a crowd had a question and wanted the answer immediately.
"Somebody took the festival lantern," a rabbit called up. "We think it was the new fox. Just tell us, guilty or not. Come down and say."
Rung did not come down. Rung kept climbing, grip and hop, and called back cheerfully, "I'll get there, but I get there by climbing. There's no branch at the top I can reach by skipping the middle. I just fall and land on the wrong answer."
"But we already know it was the fox."
"Then the steps will be easy," Rung said, "and they'll cost you nothing. It's only when you're sure that skipping the steps gets dangerous."
Have you ever been blamed for something before anyone asked your side? What did that feel like in the moment? Rung had felt exactly that once and had never forgotten it. When Rung was young, a granary had been found broken into, and the crowd had wanted someone to blame before the sun was even up. They'd landed on a quiet heron who lived nearby, a stranger, easy to point at. No one asked the heron where they'd been. No one lived up a tracks in the flower. The crowd climbed straight to the top of the tree, to the verdict, and skipped every rung on the way. The stranger did it. Then the real culprit, a pair of raccoons, well-fed and careless, was caught a week later with the missing grain. But by then, the heron had already packed up and gone, carrying a blame that was never theirs. Rung, small and watching from the dead tree, had felt something twist that stayed twisted for a long time. It wasn't only that the crowd got the answer wrong, it was that they'd never given the heron a single rung to stand on. They decided, and then gone looking for reasons after. "That's backwards," young Rung had thought. "You climb the steps, and the steps carry you to the answer. You don't grab the answer and drag the steps up behind it."
Rung climbed to the youth council at 12. Bark dust on both wings. Cordis, the striped badger who kept disagreements from turning to disrespect, met Rung and asked the question, "What is fair procedure?" For an answer, Rung asked the whole council to decide something small, where to hang a new notice board, and then, the moment two councilors started to shout their favorite spot, Rung tapped the floor sharply, 3 times, like a woodpecker on a trunk. "Not yet," Rung said. "First rung, has everyone who uses the green been heard? Second rung, do we have the facts? Where do people actually walk? Third rung, and only third, we decide. You were about to leap to the top. Climb it in order, and the answer holds. Leap, and you'll be back here next week doing it again." Cordis's striped ears lifted. "You are appointed."
Later, in the hollow of the dead tree that served as Rung's workshop, a young otter came in, breathless and furious.
"It was the fox. I know it was. And Rung, you're making everyone wait for nothing. Why do we have to do all the steps when we're already sure?"
Rung offered the otter a place on the first rung of the inner trunk and climbed up beside them, slow, together. "Because the person you're most sure about," Rung said, "is exactly the person the steps are there to protect. When you're unsure, you go carefully all on your own. It's when you're certain that you stop looking, and certainty is where the crowd blamed the heron. The steps aren't there to slow down the guilty. They're there so the one you haven't fully heard yet gets heard before the door closes on them. Hear all sides. Gather what's true. Then decide. Same order, every time, for the popular and the unpopular alike." The otter chewed on that, still restless, but listening now. "And if we climb every step and it really was the fox?"
"Then you'll be sure the way that lasts," Rung said. "Not crowd sure, step sure."
"Think of a time you were sure someone was guilty and turned out wrong.
What told you to slow down, or what did you wish had? The otter was quiet for a while, watching Rung's steady grip on the bark. It's hard, the otter finally said. When everyone's yelling for the answer and you're the only one saying, wait, we skipped a step, it feels like you're getting in the way.
It does feel like that, Rung agreed gently. That tightness in your chest when the whole crowd wants to leap and you're the one asking them to climb, I know it well.
But that feeling isn't you getting in the way. That's you being the way. The heron had no one on the first rung with them. You can be that someone.
Rung tapped the trunk, soft this time, almost kind. There's a quiet that comes after you've climbed every step honestly. Not the loud rush of, we got them, a steadier feeling than that. Like your feet are actually on the wood. That feeling is worth more than being fast. The otter took a slow breath, and the restlessness eased into something calmer, and together they climbed the next rung.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Rung. Released under Creative Commons by NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.